CRI News, I'm Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping said on Monday that China is committed to peaceful global development. President Xi made the remarks at the annual UN General Assembly of World Leaders in New York. The Chinese president noted that China will never pursue hegemony, expansion, or a sphere of influence, no matter how the international landscape may evolve and how strong China may become. As the leader of the world's second largest economy, President Xi has pledged $1 billion over the next decade to support the United Nations efforts to further international cooperation, global peace, and development. He says China will also set up a permanent peacekeeping standby force of 8,000 troops to be deployed whenever necessary. Xi Jinping also announced that China would provide $100 million in military assistance to the African Union. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has met with European Commission Vice President Jyrki Katainen on Monday in Beijing. Premier Li calls for accelerating the negotiations on a China-EU joint investment fund. Li Keqiang says the fund will help promote bilateral investment, financial cooperation, and joint exploration of the third-party market. He also reiterates the Chinese economy is still within the reasonable range, and the long-term positive trend of China's economic development remained unchanged. Katainen says the EU is ready to enhance coordination with China on macroeconomic policy issues and to offer support for China's reform and opening up. Katainen is in Beijing to co-chair the 5th China-EU High-Level Economic and Trade Dialogue with Chinese Vice Premier Ma Kai. Government officials from China and the U.S. have exchanged views on civil space exploration at a cooperation dialogue held in Beijing. The officials shared space exploration plans and discussed possible exploration cooperation, Earth observation, space science, space weather, and civilian navigational satellites. A statement from China's top administration for science, technology, and national defense says the dialogue has marked the establishment of a mechanism of civil space cooperation between China and the U.S. China's top prosecutor has issued a mandate ordering that prosecutors may be held accountable for life for any illegal conduct. The instruction says that prohibited acts include neglect of duty, perjury, extorting confessions or evidence by torture or other illegal means, illegal search and seizure, and violation of personal freedom. Also, an accountability investigation will be launched in cases where the suspects indicted were acquitted or where the suspects died or were injured. Prosecutors found to have committed intentional violations or gross negligence will be subjected to punishments ranging from work suspension to dismissal. More than 30 illegal miners have been trapped and at least one confirmed dead in a collapsed illegal mine pit at Tarkwa Nswam in Ghana. The local police chief says two other injured people also have been pulled up from the collapsed pit. The incident occurred in the early hours of Monday and has brought activities at the mine site with around 300 workers to a standstill. A similar incident claimed nearly 100 lives at Dankwa on Offin near Cape Coast in 2010. Singapore Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong has announced a new cabinet. There will be 20 cabinet members, up from 19. The key change to the cabinet is the introduction of 3 coordinating ministers, each of whom will oversee a handful of related ministries. The new cabinet will be sworn into office on Thursday. The reshuffle came after the ruling People's Action Party won the September 12th election with a landslide victory. U.S. House of Representatives Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has officially declared his candidacy for Speaker of the House. The California Republican is strongly favored to win the top job in the lower house of the United States Congress. McCarthy is vying to succeed outgoing Speaker John Boehner of Ohio, who announced his resignation over the weekend amid an ongoing congressional row over funding for the controversial women's health organization Planned Parenthood that has seen conservatives in the Republican caucus threaten a government shutdown if its congressional appropriations are not removed. For CRI, I'm Wen Jie.